blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Let me welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air. I want to thank God for what God is doing through this program. I want to thank God for, you know, His mercies. Thank God for the impartation that God is making to us. Thank God for the lifting that is given to us through this program. To Him be all the glory, honor, adoration. I want to thank you for all those who phone us, those who call us, those who are giving us good testimony concerning this program every week as they are being imparted. I want to bless the Lord for this, and I want to give God the glory in the name of Jesus. As many of you that God is imparting or you have testimony, please feel free to communicate with us, you know, so that together, you know, we can rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, can you help me to call somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is now on, is on this channel, and that God is here this morning again to bless us together in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For some times right now, we've been talking and sharing together on, you know, divine visitation. And today, we are going to talk on hindrances to divine visitation. That is the reason, you know, why God has refused to visit a man. You know, there are many people that they are overdue for visitation. Their life is overdue for promotion. Their life, you know, is just there. Why? Because God has not come. And there are some hindrances, something responsible why you are still on the same spot over the years. Why your life is not moving and is supposed to move. This money, that is what God has sent me to tell you, so that together you can see and we can pray together and God will transform our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one reason of hindrance to divine visitation is when there is lack of salvation. Hallelujah. You see, when a man is not born again, he has no link with God. You know, he has no link with heaven. Bible says, except a man be born again, you know, he has no part in heaven. He has no part in God. You see, the moment you are not born again, you are still of the devil. Can you see now? You still belong to the devil, and God doesn't visit his enemy. Because the moment you are still not in Christ, you know, Jesus is not bound to visit you. It's not bad to remove your problem. It's not bad to change your situation. And that is why I'm appealing to you. Give your life to Jesus. Now, see now. Let us see his place. You know, in the book of Luke, chapter 19. Can we read from verse 5 to 9? Luke, chapter 19, from verse 5 to 9. Yes.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham.
Hallelujah. Now can you see that God came to Zacchaeus? Why? Because his life had been changed. You know, see what he said. I love what he said in verse 8. He said, you know, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I gave to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Can you see that? Now, his life has changed. His life, you know, has divine meaning. Can you see now? It's no more what it used to be. Before, you know, as a publican, you know, as a tax collector, he used to oppress the people. Can you see now? He used to take more than is required for people. But right now, God has come to him. And his life is transformed. And he said, I have done restitution. You know, everything I have taken under false accusation, I have restored fourfold. Hear me. If you want God to visit you, what can you look at your life? What can you behave like Zacchaeus? Who actually, you know, everything that he has stolen, everything that he has collected from people under false accusation, he restore back. You know, you also need, you know, to live a life of godliness. Can you see? And when you also see, you know, Bible says, you know, Jesus, when he saw, he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Wow, for today I must abide in your house. Jesus visited him. Today I must get to your house. That's what called divine visitation. God came to him. Jesus came to him, you know, to rejoice with him. His life changed. Things changed in his life. If you want to experience God, please be godly. If you want to see the power of God in your life, please put away all other powers. If you want, you know, to enjoy the grace of God, oh, then you need to run the race before you with patience. Now, so, can you see that immediately Zacchaeus was born again, immediately he gave his life to Jesus Christ. See, Jesus visited him. I pray, in this your situation that is so calamitous, God will visit you. You know, in this situation that you don't even know how to come out of it, you are thinking, how will God help me? In fact, you even want to kill yourself because of what you are passing through. God will intervene in your life. God will intervene in your life. You are thinking, what else? You know, you want to misbehave because of what you are passing through. God will save you. Hear very, very well. Give your life to Jesus. Give him your life. You will see, you know, God coming to you like he came to Zacchaeus. So, number one thing is when you lack salvation. Number two thing that are hindrance to divine visitation is sin. S-I-N. Sin. 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 You know, in the book of the beginning called Genesis, the moment Adam sinned, God stopped visitation. Don't forget that God has visited them. Bible says, and God will come when? At the cool of the day. To talk with man. Can you see God coming down? God humbling himself to come to a man, to visit a man at the cool of the day. But man destroyed. Can you imagine that? What a glorious thing. God coming down to have tea and tea with a man. God coming down to bless a man. God coming down to share with a man. But at the end of the day, man, you know, ruptured the whole thing. Wow! And see what happened at last. Let's see the Bible, you know, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. Genesis, chapter 3. Now, can we read from verse 23 to 24? Yes.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from when he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Wow, God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. God not just stopped visiting him, but God sent him away. He lost, you know, the grace of God. He lost the grace. No wonder sin destroyed grace. He lost his portion in God. Can you see? So, God will never visit a sinner. You know, because as I have told you, the prayer of a sinner is even an abomination to God. Now, the reason why God has not answered you over the years is because of your lifestyle. And if you don't change, he will not visit you. He will not change things concerning you. Now, Bible says, you know, so God drove out the man. Eh? Can you imagine? Bible says in 23, says, therefore God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. God sent him away. You know, the relationship between him and God came to an end. Why? Just because of sin. Sin is so cancerous. Sin is so destructive. Can you imagine that? Bible says, God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Oh, he lost everything. He lost occupation. He lost dignity. He lost glory. He lost power. Look, if you don't cast out this sin in your life, this sin will bring disgrace in your life. This sin will destroy your life. Any sin you don't deal with will deal with you. That is why you must come out of all these things you are doing, all this way of life, you know, as a man of God, as a child of God, you know, as somebody in the ministry, all that you are doing that does not conform to the glory of God, you better depart from it. And what happened at last? Abraham was driven out. Now I want you to know that this sin destroy destiny. Sin is a destiny killer. It is. And there are secret sin that you need to cast away. Now let's see the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Now, can we look at verses 17 and 18? Proverbs 9, 17 and 18. Yes.
Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that our guests are in the depths of hell.
Wow. You see, stolen water are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. So this is what we call secret sin. The sin you are doing underneath. What you are doing that nobody is aware of. Look, there is death in it. The pranks you are playing, you think nobody is aware of it. Oh, in fact, apart from secret sin, Bible talks about besetting sin. Let us see the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, in verse number 1. Hebrews 12, and yes.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Oh, there's a race into glory. He said, let us lay aside every what? Every weight. Every weight. Have you seen an athlete that want to run for Olympic and carrying a pail of water? The thing that will weigh you down, the thing that will give cause to sin in our life, these are called ways. He said, lay down every weight and the sin which does easily beset us. What is that sin in your life? God want to deliver you for him to visit you. And he said, let us run with what? With patience, the race that is set before us. Praise the name of the Lord. So, if you want God to visit you, then free yourself from sin. Run from sin. The moment you can run from sin, I tell you, things will be better for you. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning we are talking on hindrance is to divine visitation. And we are looking at the things that can make God not to visit us again. Number one thing we say when there is no salvation, when a man is not born again, he cannot see the glory of God. Number two, we said sin. If you're a Christian, you are still indulging in one sin or the other. We said that, it will make God not to visit. Now let us continue. Number three thing that can hinder you from God to visit you is what's called association. Association. The people you are accomplishing what you are accomplishing in your life. If you meet company with fornicators, you will soon become a fornicator. Your association, it matters. The reason why God has not visited you because of the friends you are keeping. The reason why God has not visited you because, you have some connection to somebody who is wayward. The reason why God has not visited you because you are still involved in drug addicts, you're a drug baron. That's the problem. The reason why you are still having problem today is because you are still going to somebody's wife secretly. Involved in adultery. Association. If you want God to come into your life, then beware of who you are in company with. Because what we accompany will determine what will accompany your life. Now, look at the Bible. Can we look at the book of, you know, Genesis, chapter 13? Genesis 13. Can we read verse number 14? Yes.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward.
Wow. See, when Lot was with him, God didn't come until Lot left. There's a lot in your life. That lot in your life is hindering God from you. That lot in your life is hindering God from visiting you. You know, that is why you must deal with your soul. And what happened? Abraham sent away his own lot. He separated from him. Can you see that? You know, until you can locate who is the lot in your life, I'm telling you, God will not visit you. You know, God has not visited because of your type of friends. Would you? God has not visited because, you know, you still put something on top of God. You see? So, Lot was in the life of Abraham. Can you see now? But thank God that one way or the other, Lot got out of his life. And so, immediately, Lot left. The Bible says, and the Lord said to Abraham, after what? After Lot was separated from him. And God told him, lift up your eyes towards the north and south and east and west. In verse 15, I say, and all the land which thou hast seen, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Can you see now? He says, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall the seed also be numbered. And in verse 17, he says, arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it to thee. Can you see, Abraham could have lost everything if Lot is still with him. See what you are losing because of evil ancestors. Yeah? No wonder when you look at the book of Psalm. Psalm 1, let's start reading from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3, yes.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not withered, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Wow! A man who does not stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, he will do well in life. God will visit him. Things will be better in his life. Can you see that? So if you want things to go well with you, mind your acquisition. Mind the people you accompany. Mind the people you go out with. Mind them. And, you know, it shows if God will visit you or not by the type of people you go out with. Another thing I want to say before I can go out. Hindrances to divine visitation is compromise. 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 You must not compromise. You must stand, you know, in Christ Jesus. Let's see a place in the Bible. In Genesis, let me tell you a story of a young man there. Genesis 39, verse 7. Genesis 39, verse 7, yes.
And it came to pass, after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me.
Can you see Potiphar's wife? He wants Joseph to what? To compromise. He knew that, you know, this Joseph has a glory. He knew that this Joseph has a destiny. Because already Joseph is ruling her husband's house. And Potiphar said, I give you everything except the wife. Can you see? You know, Joseph was controlling everything in Potiphar's house except the wife. Now, see the wife came. The wife said, lie with me. Eh? If it were you, God, what would you say? You would say, a wolf. I'm not asking for her. She was the one that came. I didn't call her. She came, a wolf. And you don't know that you are destroying your life and destiny. Just look at many a wolf you have taken in life. You call it a wolf. Money will come. Money will lie with you. Lie with me. Women will lie with you. This will lie with you. Eh? So Potiphar's wife came. And she came to ruin the life of Joseph. Don't you know that, you know, when you compromise your faith in God, the devil is after you to destroy you. That's why you must not compromise. Once you are for Jesus, live for him. Stand for him. Can you see that? If you stand for nothing, you will go for everything. If there's nothing you are standing for, everything will control you. So, Joseph, Potiphar's wife came, and he was saying, please lie with me. And see what Joseph did. Joseph refused to. Bible says, but he refused. God, that's a good man. That's a man that wants divine visitation. He refused and said to his master's wife, behold, my master robbed not what with me the house, and he has committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How can I do this wickedness and sin against God? See how Joseph look at sin. He call it what? Wickedness and what? And sin. You know, today we are modernizing sin. We now call it names. Good names. Sin is having good names now in our community. You know? Sin having good names. So, but Joseph called it. See, I this fairness. I refuse to do it. Why? Because it will take God from me. Because it will destroy my destiny. Hear me? If you don't want your destiny to be destroyed, there are some things that is telling you that lie with me. Evil is saying, lie with me. You know, women, lie with me. You are lying with anything. Hear me? You will end up in hellfire. So please, my friend, that you are listening to me this day, stand for something. Stand for Jesus. There are temptations. Temptations will come. But God has given you the grace to live, to conquer every temptation that will come onto your way. So, Joseph stood, you refused to compromise. Why are you compromising? Today you are up, tomorrow you are down. Live as a Christian. Stand as a Christian. Don't be a shaky person. Stand, and it shall be well with you. Let's read the Bible in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 16:29. Proverbs chapter 16:29. Yes.
A violent man entices his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good.
A neighbor that leadeth you into a way that is not good. Can you imagine that? Like they want to lead Joseph to a way that is ungodly. They refuse it. So you must stand for Jesus. Now, before my time goes away, let me share with you two or three things before we finish. Entrances to divine visitation. And that one is unsanctified life. Unsanctified life. Let's quickly see 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And let's read from verse 19 to 21. Yes.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Let everyone that name the name of the Lord, please, I want to beg you, depart from iniquity. If you are a Christian, you are born again, depart. If you don't depart, you will hinder God from coming to you. Yes, continue.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of art, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and made for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work.
If you want God to use you, then you must purge yourself. You must be a vessel unto honor. If a visitor comes to your house right now, and is a very special guest, what do? You will look for, good plate, good vessel to prepare food for him. You won't look for plastic, common things. No, you will not. So, if you want God to use you, you must be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. Sanctified means people that have been washed by, that is clean. People who are clean inside and outside. So, you must be clean. If you want God to visit you, then you must be clean. So, you must live a sanctified life. Another thing that can hinder God from coming to you is when you live a prayerlessness life. When you don't pray. Initially, Anna was not praying. He was not in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. He was not praying. He was tackling her husband. He thought that, you know, breakthrough start with her husband. So he was accusing her husband every day. Give me a child. The same way you gave to Pamela. No, listen now. He thought that everything is physical. Until one day, I don't even know who told her. I don't know who told her that he needs to, you know, to look off from her husband and to look to God. And one day he now looks to God, you know, and that day God answered, God is going to answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. The last thing after my time is going out is disobedience. You know, like King Saul, I can't read the Bible right now, but in the 1 Samuel 13, from verse 1 to 14, you see Saul there, he disobeyed. And from that day, God took the kingdom from him. No, God stopped his saying, God told Samuel, don't pray about Saul. I have finished with him. God will not finish with you. We will not finish with you. But look, stop disobeying God. Live a life of obedience. I will see you again next week. I commit to God and his eyes to be upon your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladisomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.